This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Germany and other countries supporting Ukraine in its efforts to fend off Russia's invasion have to decide individually whether to supply it with tanks. This according to the head of NATO's military committee, Admiral Rob Bauer, on Friday. Earlier Friday, a meeting of Western allies at Germany's Ramstein Air Base failed to reach a decision on delivering German-made Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. Bauer noted that the decision to give Ukraine its tanks is Germany's decision to make, but he also said the stakes of the war in Ukraine are high.
Giving away stuff now costs money, will lead to taking a certain risk, but the costs for all of us will be much, much higher if Russia wins the war in Ukraine.
Bauer told reporters the war was not going well for Moscow. He said none of Russia's strategic objectives have been reached so far. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby confirmed on Friday Brazil's President Lula will visit the White House in February. Kirby added that U.S. President Joe Biden is confident of Brazil's democratic institutions. When asked about the violent attacks on Brazil's capital in January, Kirby said the United States was happy to support the investigation of the event, but said it's really for Brazil to comment on the probe itself.
I think we made it clear at the time that we'd be happy to support in any way that we can. I'd leave it to Brazilian officials to talk about their investigation, though.
Alphabet Incorporated, the parent company of tech giant Google, announced Friday it's laying off 12,000 workers across the entire company, cuts reflecting 6% of the company's total workforce. In an email to employees Friday, the CEO said Alphabet saw dramatic growth over the past 2 years and hired for a different economic reality than the one of today. VOA News. People walking through New York's Flatiron Plaza were surprised to find a field of bright yellow fabric sunflowers, the national flower of Ukraine. APZ Donahue explains.
Adrian Kubicki, Consul General of Poland in New York, says Sunday is Ukrainian Day of Unity.
With this ongoing Russian invasion and the war in Ukraine, we felt that this is very important and pivotal to support Ukrainians to raise awareness using that beautiful symbol, the national flower of Ukraine, which is the sunflower.
Kubicki says 8 million people have crossed the Polish border from Ukraine and about 2 million people still live in Poland.
With all the development, we must be ready to accommodate maybe new wave of Ukrainian refugees. This problem is still persistent.
The sunflowers and the plight of Ukrainians are catching the attention of New Yorkers.
Yeah, because you saw sunflowers in the middle of January in New York, so it was a good idea.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Chinese President Xi Jinping issued a veiled warning to the United States in his New Year message to the country, stressing that China will be engaged in serious struggles against separatism and interference in its relations with Taiwan. This according to state media on Friday in the Lunar New Year reception at the Great Hall of the People, attended by top party leaders in the Politburo. Xi said in a speech to the Chinese people that his party and the military have in the past year risen to the challenge of what he called high winds and choppy waters in the international situation. President Joe Biden will meet with Democratic congressional leaders at the White House Tuesday, according to White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre. Republicans with their newly won House majority want to extract steep spending cuts from Biden and congressional Democrats. They also intend to call on the Treasury to continue making debt and other payments should the government face default without an agreement to raise the borrowing limit. New Zealand's Labour Party has said in a statement that Chris Hipkins is set to replace Jacinda Ardern as leader of the Labour Party and as Prime Minister after being the only candidate to be nominated for the role. Ardern resigned suddenly on Thursday, citing burnout. Hipkins is expected to be confirmed as the new leader on Sunday. Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to Florida Sunday to speak about abortion on the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. It's a bitter historical milestone for the Biden administration after the U.S. Supreme Court rolled back the national right to abortion last year. Harris's speech is intended to signal that the administration isn't giving up on the issue. And you can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.